Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Thank you, Father. So tonight, I want to share very briefly. I'm going to touch on a few things, but generally, I've titled this message, The 10 Commandments of Fasting. Amen. As we start tomorrow, I want you to come into that season with wisdom. Praise God. I want you to come into that season with wisdom. Hallelujah. Okay, so there's quite a bit on fasting that we could talk about, but I will just try to pick a little here and a little there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. Hallelujah. Okay, I think I may have to read from my end. I'm going to start by reading Isaiah chapter 58. I'll just take like a verse or two, and then I'm going to touch down on a few other things. Okay. Now I want you to please pay attention, because once I get into the express, I'm just warming this car. Once I get into the express, I'm off. I'm off. Praise God. Okay. Look at Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 1. It says, "Cry aloud and spare not. Cry aloud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their sin and their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sin. For yet they seek me daily, and they delight to know my way." I'm still getting some feedback that maybe Mixella is low. You need to increase the volume so that I think it's high for some people, it's low for some people. Okay, or you switch to Zoom. If you can't hear me clearly on Mixella, you switch to Zoom. Scripture says, "They seek to know me daily, they delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted," they said, "and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exalt all your labor." Now, this is where I want to start this evening. And I want to encourage you that as we wait on the Lord, that you pay attention to this scripture. That you pay attention to this scripture. Pay attention to this scripture. The Lord is saying here, He said, for many people, He said, when they fast, they find pleasure. They find pleasure. And God said, look, the season of fasting or waiting upon the Lord, one of the signs that should mark that period is that you tone down on the enjoyment, you tone down on the pleasure, and you use that time to seek the face of God, to wait upon the Lord. This is what the Lord wants. This is what He has written in the scripture. Look at that scripture again from verse 1. We say, look, God said, show my people their sins. You see, I need you to understand what God is saying. God is saying, asking the prophet to show His people their sin. And what is the sin He was talking about? He's saying that these people are accusing Him. Oh God, we fasted. Oh God, we waited on You. Oh God, we had vigils. We did so many things. And yet we are not seeing the result. And God said, one or two things I need to address. Number one, when You said You fasted, were You not still living your life as though You are not fasting? God said, look at verse 3. He said, behold, the later part of verse 3, Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure. You see, you enjoy yourself. You go out. You enjoy yourself. You go and see a movie. You do. God is saying, look, the way it's going to work is that when you are waiting upon the Lord, it is a holy month of convocation. It's a holy month of prayer. And God is saying, look, if you want to get some results, you have to take your prayers and your fasting more seriously. It's not just in fasting. There are some careless things that believers do today, like chatting with a friend for like 30 minutes, and you are praying. If that time was earmarked for your prayer, I believe it makes a lot of sense to honor the Lord. You see, this is not like it's not like do's and don'ts. It's just about honoring the Lord. It's about honoring the Lord. So as we begin to look into the month of July, we need to stay away from careless things. We need to stay away from things that may possibly offend the Lord. We need to stay away from things that can make God just turn his face away. You see, he was saying to the believers or to the Jewish nation, he said, when you fast, you find pleasure. So what he's saying is that the reason why they say, we were seeking to know God's ways, yet we didn't hear his voice. We prayed, God did not speak. What did you do? What were your major activities in the period when you said you were fasting? Okay. Now, if you read this particular chapter all the way to the end, and you read, you get to chapter 59, you notice that that scripture progresses into a messianic psalm. Okay, and I really don't have all the time to go into that, but possibly by God's grace, some other time, I would be able to do so. Okay, but what are we saying here? You read that scripture, and you get into chapter 59, where the word of God says, the hand of the Lord is not shortened. And the Lord began to address the subject of sin again. The Lord began to address the subject of sin. Okay? So, what are we saying here? We are saying that for everyone who desires to come near or to draw near to the Lord, there are certain issues we must understand. That there are certain things that God does not permit on his holy mountain. There are certain things that God does not really appreciate. He may not really talk about it. But because we are called as kings and priests, he would prefer that we have, you know, a little, some element of seriousness. In chapter 61, he began to speak prophetically, the prophet, and he said, arise and shine, for your light has come. That means that chapter 58, God raised certain issues. Chapter 59, God raised certain issues. And in chapter 60, he began to speak and he said, arise. So God did not ask the children of Israel to arise. And in a lot of ways, that particular scripture is a messianic scripture. Okay, but God did not ask them to arise until certain things had been addressed. So when the Lord addressed those issues, sometimes God will ask the people of Israel and say, look, you need to take away the idols from your midst. Now, an idol may not necessarily be something you worship. It may be something you give too much attention to. Okay, there are people that are born again. Yeah. You see them online, but, you know, sometimes spending too much time on the computer, okay, just looking for pleasure. The truth of the matter is that a lot of people are depressed. So you find that a lot of people, including believers, are turning to comedy and are turning to comedy skits as sources of pleasure. There are people that no matter what they do, no matter the prayer point, they must end the day, you know, watching comedy skits. Now, these things are very quiet. They are very subtle. Nobody knows. And there's really nothing wrong, you know. There's really nothing wrong in watching a comedy skit. But you see, there's a way in which that thing can be a little too much. Now, when you are proceeding into a month of consecration, the assumption is that you are going on the mountain. You are going to seek the Lord. So the only signal on that mountain is the signal into heaven. Praise God. It's the signal into heaven. Hallelujah. So we need to understand how these things work. Okay, the Lord wants us to get it right. Every time, the Lord wants us to get it right. The Lord doesn't want us to, you know, win some today and lose some tomorrow. No, He wants us to get it right. And we should not assess spiritual things from a carnal mind. We have several people from, you know, different countries here in Nigeria also. And we are going to be fasting and seeking the Lord. It's a good time for you to just come under a corporate anointing, you know, and let's just seek God together. People are going to be healed. Praise God. People are going to be set free. We are going to intercede for nations. We are going to reset the foundation. There are things that are peculiar to people here that we may need to have time to address in the place of prayer. So come with a ready mind. Praise God. Okay. Now please put this down if you have your note. Fasting is a Christian doctrine. Fasting is a doctrine in the Bible. It's biblical. It's a Christian doctrine. And spiritual men know the power of fasting. Have you ever heard a statement, fasting doesn't move God? Fasting doesn't change God? I've heard it a lot of times, even from pastors. But what I've noticed from the few ones I know personally is that at the root of that statement is right. But at the root of that statement, most times, is the life of a man who really fasts. Let me repeat. I say the statement is right. I say, but in my personal opinion and from the few people I know personally, that statement usually comes out in a place like Nigeria, mostly from people who don't really fast often. But if you have, for instance, an evangelistic ministry, a prophetic ministry, or you have a kind of ministry that is peculiar, especially with signs and wonders, or you are gifted in dreams and visions, or you have some kind of rare gift, prophetic gift, healing gift, miracles, or you have a particular gift of the Spirit, one of the ways to amplify your access to that power is through waiting on the Lord and through fasting. Okay, let me quickly also address that there's a slight difference between waiting on the Lord and fasting. Fasting is a type of waiting on the Lord, but there are other ways to wait on the Lord. So please, I will use the term waiting on the Lord in a generic form to mean fasting, but there are other ways in which we can wait on the Lord apart from fasting. But for the month of July, every time you hear the word wait on the Lord, what we mean is fasting. So don't say, pastor said, it's not every time you wait on the Lord that you are fasting. For July, every time we wait on the Lord, we are actually fasting. So so just get it settled once and for all. Okay? So let me give you this point. Number one, the first commandment I want to give you. Now, I just call them commandments. There are probably like a zillion rules you need to follow if you want to fast. But please allow me to give you a few. Number one, never step into a new phase without standing before the Lord in fasting and prayers. Never step into a new phase of your life without first standing before the Lord in fastings and in prayers. Now, if you read the book of Matthew chapter 3, let me see if I can read out here. Matthew chapter 3 and from verse 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending upon him like a dove, and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, this was our Lord Jesus, just as soon as he had gotten baptized. Now, you would think that simply because he was the Son of God and he had been baptized, that he was fully equipped. The scripture said that when he came out of the water, he became full of the Holy Ghost. If you read Luke chapter 4 and verse 1, Luke chapter 4 and verse 1, the word of God says, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan." So as at the time he was baptized, as at the time he was baptized by John, he became full of the Holy Ghost. He was filled with a full measure. He was given the Holy Ghost without measure. Okay? And the first thing the Holy Spirit did to him was to send him to the wilderness. Or if you like, the Holy Spirit sent him to a place of separation. So there is this thing about a body you have prepared me. There's this thing about being full of the Holy Ghost and then not being able to sustain that which has been done. For instance, you may go to church or you may go for a particular prayer conference and you are so excited, there's a lot of revival. And then after a few days, you just notice you can't find it anymore. And that's because it's possible for you to be full of the Holy Ghost, but if you do not engage in certain activities, for instance, fasting, you may find that the anointing will begin to wane. So what we are doing here is we are trying to avoid that waneness. We want the Spirit of God to continue to increase in us, both in His presence and in His power. Okay, so when Jesus was baptized, he began to carry the presence of God in His full measure. But yet, He could not do so much in terms of operating in the power of God. So the Holy Spirit, in order to prepare Him for that, needed to send Him to a place of solitude. And that's why I said to you that stay away from pleasure. When you want to fast, you want to really see God, just buy a lot of data, but try to cut down a bit on the skits. Try to cut down a bit on watching all kind of interesting things. Just cut down a bit. Cut down like 70%, you know, so that you can get the full benefit. Look at that scripture in Luke chapter 4. The word of God said he was tempted 40 days of the devil. Now, initially, I used to think that the enemy only tempted him for a few days, maybe towards the end of his fast. But here you can see that the devil, you know, he tempted him fully. You know, it was a 40 days temptation. And I can assure you, it wasn't easy. Okay, it wasn't easy. And I want to say to you, as you wait on the Lord in the month of July, to trust in the Lord, because it's not going to be easy. But it's going to get better. It's going to get better as you continue in the fast. Some of you will agree with me that the first 1 or 2 days may be the toughest, but your body adjusts. Okay, so what are we saying here? Every time, you know, you are expected to, you trust or you sense that the Lord is bringing you into a new phase, do not go in like a carnal man. You see, Jesus did not just say, "Oh, I've been baptized, I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit." You may feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, but you may not be carrying the power. You may feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, but you may not return in power. And what I'm sharing with you here, is to return in power. What we are talking about here is for you to return in power. Praise God. Okay? It's for you to return in power. Please, if you're having issues on Mixlr, please just migrate to Zoom so that you don't lose out on anything. Okay? So you find that in the life of Jesus, after that baptism, the Holy Spirit led him to the wilderness. Okay? Jesus, our Lord, just needed to come in fully. He didn't have the Holy Spirit didn't want him to come in one leg in, one leg out. So it's one thing to have the presence of the Holy Spirit, but if you want to have the power of the Holy Spirit, then you need some other thing. Number two, the second law I am giving to you is that fasting involves separation from pleasure. And I have explained this a bit. Fasting involves separation from pleasure. Waiting on the Lord is one of the strongest factor for power. Waiting on the Lord is one of the strongest factor for power. If you are someone, you are trusting God, you are trusting God for an unusual anointing in your ministry or even in your business, you want to look at the factor of prayer and fasting. Our Lord Jesus was teaching us, and he said that there are certain things that do not move. There are some mountains that don't move. There are some kind of demons that will not listen to you. They will not respect you if you are someone that is given to pleasure. Okay, the pleasure might not really be something that is bad, but is something that can become unnecessarily weighty. Paul was teaching us, and he said, Paul was speaking to us about laying aside every weight and every sin. I think maybe that should be like 2 Corinthians 7, I believe. Paul was talking about laying aside every weight and the sin that does easily beset us. So a weight is not a sin, but it can become a burden to such a degree that it does more danger than even a sin. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So if you are someone that is trusting God for the power of the Holy Spirit, maybe in your ministry or in your business, don't kid yourself. Ministry is not motivational speaking. Ministry is not leadership training. Ministry is warfare. Ministry is battle. If you are someone that, they told you have a bright destiny, you have a glorious destiny, God is going to take you all around the nations. He's going to use you in the financial sector of the world. He's going to use you in the IT. Look, whatever God is telling you, you cannot rule out the place of waiting upon the Lord, especially if you are actually serious about what God has said to you. I mean, we had a massive revival on Sunday, but I can tell you, no matter how great that revival is, if you sleep too much, you lose it. That's the way spiritual things work. Just like putting some firewood in the fire, and you don't fan it. Just after some time, you only remember, on a particular day, I had an experience. Sometimes you might not even remember why you are crying. You might not even remember anymore. Just realize, Pastor Benga did something to me, and I was crying. It wasn't me. It's not me. Number three, the third law of fasting I'm giving to you is that you must know your strength. You must know your strength. What I mean by this is that, please, as you wait upon the Lord, do not push your body beyond the limit it can accommodate. There are some of you, this is going to be your first time where you are fasting for an entire month, and that's why we divided the fasting into two. So we have some people who can fast for 21 days, and others who can fast for the entire 31 days. Please know your strength. Okay, it's not a competition. Some people have pushed their bodies beyond the limit, and they died. They died. Some are hospitalized. So know your body. I say this because when fasting, I personally recommend that people drink water when they fast. If you are fasting, I recommend you drink water. It's not your what the water doesn't break your fast. Okay? Because depending on the kind of body you have, there are some of us that can fast, we can wait on the Lord 6 to 6, we may not necessarily drink water. But there are some other people, the nature of their body, they need to take a lot of water. So please understand your body. Don't be a champion, or don't try to be a hero, and you begin to wait upon God, and then you don't drink water, you refuse to eat for 7 days. By the time you don't want the miracle to come, and then you are having to visit the doctor regularly. So please know your strength. And while we speak about knowing your strength, I also speak about asking for the help of the Holy Spirit. Okay, that's the fourth law. Know your strength, but ask for the strength of the Holy Spirit. There was a particular man and his wife. They were in so much poverty. It was so bad. They didn't know what to do. It was so terrible. And they fasted maybe for a long period of time. And in between the fast, just after the fast, the wife died. Her body was stressed. She was sick and she couldn't make it. Now, the breakthrough now came, but the wife was no more there. Okay? Please, if you are pregnant, don't fast. Don't fast. This part, I'll be the one fasting for you. So you can send me your prayer points. If you are pregnant, don't fast. You can ask the father of the boy to fast. So it's very important. These are just little wisdom. Ask the Holy Spirit for help. Now, another thing I need to tell you is that there will be a huge possibility that you will be tempted by Satan. During the period of the fast, you are likely going to experience some temptation. What are we saying here? The same thing happened to Jesus. In fact, there are certain temptations that you only experience when you are fasting. And I can tell you that one for free. Don't ask me what they are, but I can tell you if you call me personally. Okay? So, you might find people pushing your buttons. You get to the office, people just want to upset you. Something you've already sorted out or discussed with somebody, Satan begins to try to push your limit, push your button. Satan wants you to be offended, and you can't be offended and anointed at the same time. So you have to be very careful. Don't try to settle any quarrel this period, okay? If they say, oh, something happened, you said this, I'm sorry, bye-bye, go. You know, don't protect your atmosphere. Protect your anointing. These are very simple things, but many of us don't really give attention to them. We just stay away from eating, and then by 6 p.m. we pray a 2 minutes prayer and say we fasted. But look at what Isaiah 58 said. He said, if people fast, you say you seek God, but you are not getting results. He said, because of little things like going out and, you know, enjoying yourself. And God is saying, look, if you want to fast, stay away from pleasure. Oh my God. I hope somebody is getting blessed. So please expect Satan to tempt you. The first temptation that Satan brought to Jesus was the temptation of food. Don't be surprised tomorrow morning. You will wake up and you will feel like eating egg roll, fresh egg roll. You don't feel it right now. You don't feel it right now. But tomorrow morning, you will wake up and somebody on your street will just be frying, you know, something. And you just find that, oh my God, the devil is a liar. You begin to speak in tongues. In fact, I recommend, don't hold the kind of change that you can use to buy that egg roll or whatever it is. Okay, so you have to be smart. I'm telling you, that egg roll is going to smell fresher than ever before. That egg roll is going to look so tasty. That bread is going to look so fresh. So please, in the name of Jesus, be smart. Before the woman comes out to start selling, move fast. Okay? So the devil tempted Jesus with bread. Can you imagine? The devil actually wanted to test the eating appetite of Jesus. Can you imagine that? And please expect it. Somebody is going to do his or a bad day in your office, and they'll give out stuff, and they will want you to eat it in front of them. The devil is a liar. In fact, don't put that cake in your bag. Just give it out. Because I'm telling you, you put that cake in your mouth before you know it. It's a serious matter. I'm telling you what I've done before. Why working in the bank? The devil will tempt you. So you have to prepare. Don't say, oh, I'm a macho man. Many people who struggle with eating on the first day are prayer people. They are prayer champions. Number five, before you begin your fast, let your expectation be clear to you. This, I don't know, is this number six now? Before you begin your fast, let your expectation be clear to you. What are the things you are trusting God for in this moment of fasting? What are the things that you are trusting? Let it be clear. Sometimes it may help for you to just pencil it down. And then as you pray in tongues, you focus on those things. As you pray at night, you focus on those things. Don't just stay away from food without a focus. If you are trusting God for a job, focus on those things. If you are trusting God for revival in your ministry, revival in your life, you are trusting God for a fresh anointing, or you want to begin to operate at a very, completely new level, then you have all these things sorted out. Don't just fast like a religious man. The African man is always fasting because he rarely has food. So please give some purpose to what you are doing. Number six or seven now. Please prepare for the first few days of difficulty. When you are preparing for a fast like this, make provision for some level of difficulty. There are some video games I used to play, and before you start, they ask you to select your difficulty level. So you want to know whether you're a professional or you are just learning this work. So when you just expect, it's not the devil, it's your body trying to adjust. So prepare for some level of difficulty. It may be short, it may be long. But one thing that should be clear to you is that you intend to fast. Okay? So today's message is a pastoral one, because when we start this meeting tomorrow, the heavens will come down. Amen. The heavens will come down. We are going to pray. We are going to have some moments in this prayer where we are going to be praying in tongues 3 hours at night. No prayer point, just praying in tongues. Okay? Sometimes we do 4 or 5 hours in tongues. Your spirit will break open. All those potentials in your spirit will begin to come out. Okay? Because we are going to expose the gift of God inside you to the heat of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, the other thing I want to say to you is that be faithful in your fast. Be faithful in your fast, because there's always a reward. There's always a reward at the end of the fast. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 14 to 15, Luke chapter 4, verses 14 to 15, the scripture says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus returned. So the Jesus that went in there was not the one that came out. Come on, say, I will return. Come on, declare it with faith, I will return. I will return in the power of the Holy Ghost. I will return with my answer. I will return with that which I'm trusting God for. I will return with my prophecy. I will return with my manifestation. This time around, I'm returning fully. I'm not going to come in. I'm not going to get just half of it. I'm getting everything. I'm getting everything that God has promised. I'm getting everything that God has designed. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, as we fast, I want you to get a prayer journal or a book and begin to write down all that the Lord shows to you. You write down all that God shows to you, all that He says to you during the fast. Let me chip this in very briefly. If you are someone that is given to visions, or you are given to dreams, and the Lord shows you something, don't be in a haste to try to interpret. Give it time. Just write everything down. You know, the one who brought the vision has capacity to bring the interpretation. So please do not assume, oh, I have a fantastic brain, I won't forget anything. No. Go ahead and write everything down. Then later we'll begin to sort it out. This is why some people fast. They get so much more out of their fasting. Others fast, they are wondering, I didn't really get so much out. And it's not like God is not speaking. It's just that many times we are not paying a lot of attention to details. So, also, let me give you this one. Don't allow what others are doing to discourage you. There are people, since the day they were born, since the day their generation came to Africa, they've been cutting corners. I'm telling you, there are some people, they cut corners, even when they got to the US, they still cut corners. Your name is Evangel. You change your name to Evan. You are still cutting corners. Some people are known with their nickname till people forgot what the real name was. Stop cutting corners. If your name is Isi Akpere, please tell us your name is Isi Akpere. Don't tell us your name is Isi. At the end of the day, nobody remembers. They want to bless you. They send the angel to the house of Isi Akpere. The angel goes back and says there's nobody there. The person there is Isi. So that's just a joke. But I'm just saying that, you know, don't allow what others are doing discourage you. So you may find somebody who is supposed to be fasting with you and is eating a hot plate of fufu early in the morning. So don't sit down and be rebuking him, because you may find that you will be the one eating the meat. So the moment you find that the person is eating fufu or is eating something very nice, just wish him well and move on. Because I can assure you, you're trying to correct him, you may find yourself also sharing inside that food. So you move fast. Even if the person is your wife, say amen. Even if the person is your husband, just greet him and run away immediately. Run away immediately. Don't allow him put you inside trouble. Don't allow what others are doing. Some people don't have the discipline to wait on God. A lot of people do not have the discipline to wait on God. So you need to be, you know, resolute in your spirit. Then as you continue to fast and pray, give yourself to the meditation of the Word of God. Throughout the period of the fasting, this is another law I just gave you now. If you want to get a lot of value from your fast, you spend a lot of time meditating on the Word of the Lord. I'm telling you. Let me tell you, when you meditate on the Word of the Lord, the Holy Spirit has material he can use to speak to you. I'm telling you. So when some people say they fast, God didn't say anything, you can almost tell that they were not meditating in the Word. Now, let me give you about four things you can meditate on. Four things you can meditate on while you are fasting. Number one, you can meditate on the Word of God. The Word of God is life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So you can meditate on the Word of God. You can listen to a lot of messages. Please don't listen to motivational messages, even if it's from a pastor. What we are dealing with is real spiritual stuff, not motivational message. We are fasting here. We are waiting on the Lord. Don't say you are meditating on the. I'm not saying you can't listen, but don't confuse that with feeding on God's Word. I listen to motivational speeches a lot, but I don't confuse it. It's like asking me to believe the doctor above God over my health. So there are two different things. Okay? You meditate on the Word of God till it infects your mind, till it infects your body. Meditate on the Word. We are going to be putting out a lot of messages on the Telegram group. Please, if you are not on the Telegram group, we are going to post the link right now on Zoom and on Mixella and on Facebook. So you can join the group. We are going to post a lot of messages. Just try to listen to them while you are in traffic, while you are at the office, while you are at home. Plug in your ears while you are sleeping and listen to the Word of God. Number two, you can meditate on the presence of God. Now, this particular one, I remember a few years ago, the Lord specifically spoke to me about this. I didn't really know about it before then. And he said to me then, he said, if you want to walk in a strong weight of my presence, always meditate on my presence. The Lord said this. He said, always meditate on my presence. If you want to operate, if you want to be a carrier of the presence, the manifest presence of God, the Lord said, always meditate on my presence. Always meditate on my presence. And I've tried to do that a lot of times. I've tried to do it a lot of times. Sometimes, just before coming to a meeting, you stay away from people and you just close your eyes. Even when you are watching TV, but in your mind, you are just meditating on the presence of the Lord. This is how to get a lot out of your fasting. These are practical tips. You can practice two or three of them and you will see the difference, I assure you. You will see the difference, I assure you. Number three, you can meditate on the power of God. You can meditate on the things He has done. Miracles, signs and wonders that you have seen with your own eyes, that you have heard with your own ears. You know, as you meditate on the power of God, you know, your spirit becomes calibrated. You are able to believe in God. You become, you know, tuned in into the spirit. Number four, you can meditate on the prophecies that He has given you in the past. You can meditate on the prophecies He has given you in the past. These are very, very, very important things. This is how to make your fasting very fruitful. Not just avoiding food. Okay? You can make your fasting fruitful. So you can imagine now how our Lord Jesus was able to spend 40 days without food. He was meditating. He was meditating on the word of the Lord. And that's why the first thing that was his response when Satan came to him was the word of God. Under pressure, you will only give what you have. Under pressure, you always give what you have. Now, there are a few things you can also avoid. In a moment of fasting and seeking the Lord, please avoid unnecessary arguments. These things are very quiet traps. They are very quiet traps, but they are very effective for Satan. They are very effective for Satan. Avoid arguments. Sometimes the devil just raises these things from nowhere, in the office or at home. Please, the moment you find this thing, just know the devil is at your doorstep. So you become very careful. You don't have to respond to everything. Number two, watch out for bitterness. Bitterness. You know, the devil might remind you of someone who had done something some time ago, and all of a sudden you become so angry like it just happened yesterday. So you avoid the trap of bitterness while you are fasting. There's this particular one that Jesus spoke about. He said if you bring your gift to the altar and you remember that you have an hurt against someone or someone has something against you, say, leave your gift at the altar and go settle with that person first. So in other words, Jesus prioritized conflict resolution higher than giving a gift in church. So Jesus is saying, go and settle with that person. You don't have to be right. Or you don't have to be the one that is wrong to say you are sorry. You have to protect your anointing. Sometimes when you say you are sorry, it's not because you are wrong. It's just because you need to protect your anointing. You need to protect the grace of God over your life. Okay, so watch out for bitterness. Watch out for deliberate sins. You know, iniquity. Watch out for sins. Watch out for those crazy WhatsApp chats that make you end up asking God for forgiveness. Okay? Watch out for anything that may offend the presence of the Lord. Okay? These are very serious matters. Okay? Watch out for sin. Watch out, number five, you watch out for talking too much. Watch out for talking too much. Try to, you know, cut down talking, especially if it's on things like football, you know, for the brothers. Sometimes we think it's just the women that talk. You'll be shocked how much men really talk. Okay, so But when men talk, they call it gisting. But when women talk, guys call it gossiping. So, but it's basically the same thing. Nobody talks. In fact, in some cases, you could almost swear that men talk more than women. Okay? So, no offense to you, brothers. But this month of July, we're going to reduce our argument on who is supposed to score the goal or who got a red card. And also for the ladies, you can reduce the conversation around those nice dresses and the air you are trying to buy. So we are waiting on the Lord. On the mountain, there's no supermarket. On the mountain, there's no supermarket. So what are the things you need to do in this moment of fasting? Number one, we are going to pray in tongues often. You are going to pray in tongues like you've never done before. You're driving to work, you're going to pray in tongues. You are going to play some Holy Ghost music in your car. You are going to pray in tongues. You are going to pray in tongues. You are going to pray in tongues. If you are used to just praying in tongues for a few minutes, you are going to increase it. You are going to pray. You are going to charge up your spirit. You are going to pray in tongues for hours. So that's why some of those nights we are going to come around. We're going to pray in tongues for 2 hours. We're going to pray in tongues for 3 hours. We are going to do it to the glory of God. Number two is that we are going to have sessions, Bible study sessions with our friends. So you are going to talk to a few of your friends. You can come online if you are not together and begin to discuss the word of God. And please, when you come together, don't just be the one trying to talk. You allow everybody to say something so that everybody can be blessed. Okay? What people don't know mentally is that when you are the only one doing the talking, you are giving life to others, but you are not receiving back. So talk to one or two of your friends, schedule a time when you can, you know, maybe listen to a message together, you discuss it, or you can just at random, you know, just, you know, bless each other, you know, strengthen each other by the word of God. But the key here is for you to do it consistently. So try to do it consistently. Then number three here, things we are going to do is you are going to drop a list of people you want to pray for. There are some of you, you can actually afford, you don't really have so much challenges in your life. You can actually drop a list and you begin to pray for people. They may not even know that you are praying for them, but you pray for people and, you know, maybe people need to get married. We are going to have a session specially for people trusting God to be married within the next 1 year. By this time, next year, we want to be married. So we are going to have a special session. And it's going to be on Zoom, strictly on Zoom. I don't know if we'll do Mixella that day, but we'll do Zoom, okay? I'll let you know when that's going to happen. So, in all our churches, Lekki, Bagada, Maryland, or if you are not in the country, our online members in diaspora, please prepare your mind for a lot of intercession. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Draw up a list of people you want to pray for. Don't let them know. The power of intercession is that the person doesn't know. These things are very important. Hallelujah. Now, let me read a word of prophecy to you in Obadiah. Popular scripture, Obadiah chapter 1, and verse 17 to 21. As I round up, Obadiah. And please, I'm praying now, I'm prophesying now, so please keep your spiritual antenna up. The scripture says, Obadiah, verse 17, but on Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Please say amen. There shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. So it will be a season of cleansing. The Lord is going to cleanse a lot of people in the name of Jesus. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. You see, we are resetting the foundations so that we can possess our possession. So it's going to be a time of great recovery. We are going to recover a lot of things back. We are going to recover a lot of things back in the name of Jesus. So, it said the house of Jacob shall pray, and the house of Jacob shall, and the house of Joseph a flame. Now, I wish I had time to talk about this. The house of Jacob is the house of that man that received the inheritance from the angel. The one that got a promise and his name was changed to Israel. The house of Joseph is the prophetic house of dreams and visions. Joseph was a man that conquered by the wisdom of God, manifested through dreams and visions. So what does God say here? He said, the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. And look at what's going to happen. The house of Esau, that carnal man, the scripture says, let us not be fornicators like Esau. You see, the man who thought he could get his birthright back by walking in the flesh. Say, let us not be fornicators. He said, the house of Esau shall be like stubble. And that means the fire is going to consume every form of carnality, everything that swallows up a man's inheritance in Christ. We are going to burn it down in the name of Jesus. Look at the last verse so that we can save up on some time. And saviors shall come forth from Mount Zion, and they shall judge the mountain of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord. Listen to me as we step into the next few hours. There are people listening to me now. Maybe you are trusting God for a particular healing. By this time next month, we'll be rejoicing with you. There are people that are trusting God to have children. By this time next month, we'll be rejoicing with them. There are people that have been trusting God for jobs. By this time next month, we'll be rejoicing with them. There are people that have had family and foundational issues, pulling them back, making their life to be filled with battles upon battles. By this time next month, the battles will be over. I declare and I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ that the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations tonight, and the hands of Zerubbabel will complete this foundation. Will complete this house. As you join in waiting upon the Lord, there is no request by the hand of God that will not be answered. Everything that you are bringing to the temple of the Lord, as you lift up your prayers to Him, I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ that no prayer will remain unanswered by July 31. No prayer will remain unanswered by July 31. And we thank you, Father, because as you have done it in time past, we give you glory ahead, because we know you will do it again. And we give you all the glory for healings that will take place. We thank you, Lord, for people that will be filled with the Spirit of God. We thank you for ministries you are going to release. We thank you for destinies that will be restored. We thank you, Lord, because of the ministry of your word that will come forth in this season. And we thank you, Lord, because we are going to recover all. And we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to please do me a favor. We are going to send this link to as many people as possible. 6:30 a.m. The room is open tomorrow. Praise God. So we are going to pray for 30 minutes, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Tomorrow. And we are just going to be praying in tongues. So we are going to open the atmosphere with tongues. Praise God. Then 6 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, we are going to be meeting every day, Monday to Friday. We are going to be praying for 1 hour. And then on our Sunday services, it's going to be a divine encounter services. So you don't want to miss it. If you are not in Lagos, you are not in the country, please join us either on Mixlr or on Facebook Live for Sunday services. Now, if you are not part of our Telegram group, we've just posted the link now. Please join the group. Every information will be put there. Okay? Every information will be put on Telegram. If you are not part of that group, just click the link, join. So that we are going to put today's message we put on that was on that Telegram group. We also have some of these messages put on our YouTube page. So we do our best to ensure that we reach out to many people as much as we can. Please set your alarm for 6 to 7 p.m. Nigerian time every day, Monday to Friday, so that you don't forget. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord cause the light of His face to shine upon you. And the Lord give you peace. That this word will take root in your spirit. And by this time next month, we'll be bringing in the harvest. In the name of Jesus.